It's the King Kamehameha holiday. Many people have the day off, maybe even you. It also includes Neil Conan. Though as the owner of a macadamia nut farm, work is never far away. Still, he made it down to see some of the ceremonies in North Kohala today, and then back to the farm where he joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Beth Ann. Happy Kamehameha Day.
And you too. I can hear birds tweeting behind you. That's lovely.
Yes.
When you were down in Kohala this morning, this was your second Kamehameha Day. What do you make of all of this, as once it was just sort of academic and something that happened in Hawaii, but now this is happening in your hometown?
Oh, it's a big deal here. Of course, Kamehameha was born not far from where I am now, maybe 5 miles away in Kapa'au, and was raised here partly. Kohala was his political and military and logistical base during his conquering days. So this is an incredibly important part of the islands for Kamehameha, and there's the original Kamehameha statue stands in Kapa'au. Of course, there's another one in your town, Honolulu, and there's another one in Hilo, of course. But it is such an important deal for all of the people here, and yes, of course, the native Hawaiians. I did get a chance just to see the Royal Order of Kamehameha marching into the Kapa'au town center as the ceremonies began this morning, and I was listening to Boyd Bond, who's a Kohala historian, talking about some of the aspects of King Kamehameha. He's such a fascinating figure. I'm just beginning to learn about him. Of course, we learn about back east where I grew up, you learn about European royalty and the histories of England and France and that sort of thing. You don't get much about King Kamehameha, but he's this fascinating figure. He's this sort of combination of King Alfred the Great, who of course was the person who established the polity that would become England, and there's a bit of King Arthur too.
And as you are looking at all of this now and putting this together with everything that you bring to it, you're also making the sound that this is now becoming a big deal for you too, is it?
Oh, I think so, yeah. I'm beginning to understand a little bit about what it means to be from here. That word Aina, I'm just beginning to, I know what the literal translation is. I'm just beginning to understand what the word itself is beginning to mean. It may be a long time, if ever, before I totally understand it. I'm beginning to understand why it is important for people here to say they live on the island of Hawaii, not on the Big Island, that this is a place that's more than a nickname, as they put it. People get sensitive about seemingly silly sounding things, but there's been this whole resurgence of and I think we've been here for a bit of it, this whole resurgence of a spirit that is sort of focused now around the 30-meter telescope. And again, it's an issue that I'm struggling to understand.
As you say, you're struggling to understand some of this stuff, though. You're still there and engaging with everyone and putting your hands into that earth every day and being responsible for a big piece of land. That's got to change the way you regard how this conversation happens.
It does. It forces me to rethink things. Again, it's not such a big piece of land. It's 5.5 acres. It's a big piece of land for me.
From Honolulu, that sounds like a big piece of land.
Okay. From Queens, it sounds like a big piece of land, too. But up here in this part of the island, there's plenty of people who have a lot more land than that. The Parker Ranch is just over the hill. They've got a little bit of land. So one of the things, in fact, that makes this so unique here in Kohala is that there's a parade that's going to kick off. Well, it's Hawaii. It's scheduled to kick off in about 20 minutes. But many of the participants are the Paniolos from the various ranches. The biggest one, of course, is Parker Ranch. And that makes it such an interesting event as they ride down on their horses and wearing the leis around their hats and incredibly competent looking people.
Incredibly beautiful, too. So, Mr. Conan, are we going to see you aboard a horse anytime soon?
Not just a few years ago, the only horse I'd been around was wooden and went around in circles. But I spent a couple of weeks in Alaska at a place in an outfit up in the Wrangell, St. Elias, near the Canadian border, and rode horses for 2 weeks through raging streams up to my hips through upslope. It was really interesting. We didn't go past a walk much, but it was pretty interesting.
All right, so the intrepid Mr. Conan is not afraid of horses, although don't ever give you a chainsaw. I know that part. As you are...
No, don't give me a chainsaw.
No, never, never, never. Because this is such an important part of where you are living now, are you considering getting involved in other ways besides what you've been able to do in the last year and a half, 2 years?
Well, we'll see how it breaks out. I don't want to force things. I certainly don't want to force myself on any situation. I've been involved in the community radio station that's being built here that's supposed to go on the air in the summer. But again, the Bigfoot from back east, I try to issue advice if they ask. But it's something that's got to develop on its own. And so I'll be very interested to see how it comes out. You don't want to impose yourself on a situation. And so these things, I think, develop best organically. So what happens, happens.
Always a good thing to know that you should tread lightly when you come into a new community. But there you are. You're still part of it. And no doubt there will be many more things for you to do. So as you look at today's holiday and maybe getting a slight break from having to do farm work, what's the rest of your day look like?
Well, as soon as we hang up, I'll drive down to Javi. The highway, the Akone Pule, is closed for the parade, so I can only get to see it down in Javi, which is the beginning point. They march a couple of miles down the road to Kapa'au and then into King Kamehameha Park, and there's some ceremonies there. And it's a pretty interesting day, so I'll look forward to it.
Well, good. Go off and enjoy it. We wish you a lovely day, and thanks so much. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay. Thanks, Bethann.
Thanks, Neil. Neil Conan has added organic macadamia nut farmer to his list of credits. It's far from his city life at NPR. We'll talk about how he combines both lives in our weekly conversation from the farm. Now, some pictures of his first Kamehameha Day last year and a few from this morning will be up on our Facebook page, Hawaii Conversation.